from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Hello there.
Are you good?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Big fans. Over probably 20 years.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Good morning. Live from Buffalo Bills training camp yet again at St. John Fisher, and coverage of Bills training camp is brought to you by Admar Construction. As we gear up for another day, Admar Construction, the equipment you need when you need it, and brought to you in part by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by your Western New York Ford dealers and all the all-purpose, affordable Ford Bronco Sport. We're here. It's nice again. It's been nice every day. It's
a little overcast. Is it? Maybe that's just the color of the sky right now.
I was just doing the same thing, yeah.
Is it clouds or is the sky just gray because the sun is just beginning to come up?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's going to be a warm one, though, today. We're going to have 90s.
Humid.
Humid. But other than heat, like another practice today for fans to come out to where I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, the last I checked was last night, but I don't think we have to worry too much about rain for practice today.
Nope. No worries.
All right, beautiful.
Weekend maybe, but today looking good. We're here once again for our sixth training camp show. We have Joe Brady coming up today. Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. So we can chop things up with him. If you have something you want to get to about him, tweet us, write us, call us. You know, we'll bring up any sort of conversation that maybe we don't think about if you guys want to help us out. You know, more than willing to jot down a note, if you'd like. So, Joe Brady coming up at 9:15. Sal at 8. Bills had yesterday off, so, you know, we give Sal a little bit of a later lead-in time. A lot of the media would have gone home and comes back today. Of course, the blue and red scrimmage is tomorrow at the stadium.
Yes.
So, that's cool, too. Got that coming up. And then next week, we wrap, and the Hall of Fame game is tonight. So, preseason football is upon us.
Let's go. You're going to be looking at the any over-unders for tonight's game?
You know what?
How about over-under 96 yards for Davis Mills? How do we like that? Who's expected to start for Houston?
Yeah. Maybe I'll take a look at it.
Betting the preseason can be fun because if you go unders and they pull the guy, it is like
victory.
You get your victories in the middle of the game more often than you have to wait till the very end.
Well, these teams playing tonight, they will play four preseason games. Everybody else plays three, right?
Yes.
All right. NFL preseason is upon us. Should I bust out the preseason pledge? Should we all recite it yet again?
I don't know. I want to take part this year. Okay. I'm wavering.
Okay.
I'm wavering a little bit.
You saw Kenny Pickett be so great last year in the preseason and then lose his job that you're like, you know what? Yeah, the preseason means a lot. You saw C.J. Stroud be a mess in the preseason and then light it up the regular season.
Listen, I don't think I want to take any accounting for it when it comes to overall team success and how meaningful it is, or maybe even quarterback specifically, but you're gonna have a hard time telling me that if KJ Hamler comes out and has 100 yards in one of these preseason games that could not be meaningful for who's playing offense for them this year, or if it's Chase Claypool or Mac Hollins catches three passes from Josh Allen in the first game. I mean, maybe it won't be meaningful. I'm gonna have a tough time ignoring it, though, given that this receiving room is, you know, still a pretty healthy competition.
KJ Hamler's not making this team.
He's getting some first team reps out there.
Is he?
Yeah. I've seen him out there with Allen a couple of times.
Is catching a pass from Josh Allen getting first team reps?
When it's on 11-on-11, I think it has to qualify as such.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing Brian Thompson out there. No offense to Brian Thompson when Josh Allen's on the field.
Fair.
I mean, he was as interesting to me as Chase Claypool was. And Claypool's not out there. And Hamler, who the more you read about him, the more you realize, like, oh, this guy hasn't produced in the NFL because he has a heart condition. Like, two different teams interrupted because he had a heart condition. And that's not to say, by the way, you know, hope for his sake that doesn't happen again, but that's not to say that it couldn't. But I don't feel like he was a second-round pick that showed some things as a rookie and then never really got to build on that. So, I don't know. I want to take it with a grain of salt because I also loved the idea of Andy Isabella last year,
right,
and that didn't turn into anything. So, maybe Hamler is just my new Andy Isabella. But I like the small, fast, quick guys. That's another thing for me. I like those types of receivers. I think they are useful. And other than KJ Hamler, do the Bills really have anybody like that?
Curtis Samuel.
He's not really small, but he does those things.
Yeah,
that's
he's
fair. Yes.
Fast, quick, and
yeah.
I mean, how much smaller is he than KJ Hamler?
He might be like what, 3 inches taller?
Samuel's like 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah,
and I think KJ Hamler might be what, 5'9"?
I had like 5'8" in my head, but
5'9".
Okay, so it's not that different.
Who knows? Depending on where they're listed.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. They're back at practice today, and the Bills have. Here's your controversy of the day, if you want it. Josh Allen comes in ranked number 12, the NFL's top 100 list. Allen will not be the second highest ranked quarterback this year, because we've not yet seen Lamar.
Right.
And we've not yet seen Mahomes, of course.
Right.
Is there any chance Lamar's ahead of Mahomes?
Any chance? Can I ask when do they vote on this?
Because
probably during the offseason, right?
Lamar just won the MVP.
Yep.
And they were the one seed. And Mahomes and the Chiefs had a bad year offensively. Again, we're trying to dig into the minds of the NFL players who vote on this. Because that's what it is. It's the NFL top 100. And again, there's like five different versions of it. You could get Pete Prisco's rankings if you want. You could get Warren Sharp's top 100.
PFF has their own,
yeah,
I think.
And in the NFL's top 100, this is the one that goes in the NFL Network, and this is just players voting on it.
Okay.
So Allen comes in at 12.
Okay.
We got 11 through 20 last night. Allen at 12. Dak Prescott. Jalen Hurts also in this group of players.
Stroud.
Four quarterbacks listed there, and Allen's the top guy in that bunch.
Yep.
Just outside the top 10.
Yep.
I'll ask the question again.
If you're wondering, Burrow was lower, by the way.
Yes.
Burrow's already been named.
Yep. Burrow was behind Tua this year.
Right. Yep.
So I'll ask the question, 803-0550. If you want it, does Brandon Bean have to come out and defend Josh Allen today? It's a little bit snarky. I'm sorry. Is it okay for Josh Allen to be the 12th best player in the sport? If players are voting, it's not a draft. It's very important to say it's not a draft.
No, because right.
Positional value is not a thing here. The players put 8 running backs in the top 100, and GMs would never draft a running back in the top 10, 15, 20.
Right.
So if you think, how could Allen be 12th? He would be drafted much higher than that. Our fantasy football group chat last night, one of the guys pointed out, I feel like he'd go higher than 12th, and I think that's definitely right. If there's a super draft, he might
go second or third.
He'd probably go second or third.
Yeah.
Maybe he goes behind C.J. Stroud because of age or Jordan Love. Who knows? If you want to get deep in the weeds on, like, super drafting strategy.
Yeah.
But he goes, right, top three. In this, who are the best players? I always want to ask the question, who has the right to rank them the right way?
Mm-hmm.
Who do we trust? The Madden guys and gals? The women at Madden. Okay, PFF? Some people don't like PFF. Pete Prisco, Warren Sharp, the players, the NFL executives.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets to make the call on ranking these players? Because the NFL players have this year spoken, and Josh Allen is 12th.
Yep.
He was 13th a couple years ago.
When? 2 years ago?
I think so. I'll find it. But the NFL top 100, he was 13 a couple years ago.
Okay. I care. Is it fair to say I care more about where he ranks among the quarterbacks? Because to me, like,
that's the more relevant piece, isn't this? Hey, Fred Warner got 11 while Allen got 8 or got 12. Are we sitting here yelling at each other about whether or not Fred Warner is better than Josh Allen?
Right.
Feels stupid.
When I also acknowledge and know and would assume every player that voted on this, you know, there's different parameters to it because they're trying to include the other positions. It's not just a list of quarterbacks. But I have to know or think every player that voted for Fred Warner above Josh Allen would never start a team with Fred Warner over Josh Allen.
Right.
There's nobody in the world that would do that. Maybe one out of a million would do it. So, to me, like, 12th. Okay, 12th sounds like disrespect for Josh Allen to me. But I don't really think it is, because this is why the NFL Top 100 list also probably is not my favorite of those lists, is because positional value does matter. How often have you heard Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott say over the years that it is a quarterback-driven league and they know that? So, okay, if it is, that's not really represented in this list as much, because if the third-best quarterback is 12th, then you're overvaluing the other positions too much. But that's what the list is going for. So, for me, I'm more worried about where he ranks amongst the quarterbacks. And for me to put him third behind Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, I have no problem with. I mean, I personally would probably put him above Lamar Jackson. I think their playoff numbers are drastically different, and that Allen should get a boost for that. But it's not, to me, that crazy to have him third amongst the quarterbacks. Unless, by the way, there's no way we're forgetting someone, right? It's definitely just going to be those two.
Yes.
So I don't think it's offensive at all. I don't think it's disrespectful at all. The number 12 next to his name can look like disrespect, but when you look at what the list is actually going for, I don't actually think it's that bad. Focus on where he is amongst the quarterbacks.
I'm having fun finding the quarterbacks he used to be behind.
Uh-oh.
This is
definitely Jalen Hurts last year, right?
Oh, go back farther.
Further than that?
So in 2020, Allen was player number 87. Okay?
To be fair, he wasn't yet.
No, right. I know. Yeah. Like, this is the career arc.
Yeah, okay, right.
The quarterbacks he was behind
in
2020, this is the ascension of Josh Allen, really.
This is after the 19 season or after the 20 season?
It's 2020, so it's after the 19 season.
Yep.
You're going to have a great time with this. Okay, I can't even do trivia because it's not worth it. But
Carson Wentz is going to be above him, right?
There is a year where Carson Wentz was third overall.
Yeah, I know, I remember that happening.
But you're just going to – we should play a game where I ask you, was Josh Allen ever ranked behind this player? Okay?
Okay.
You want to play?
Sure.
Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
He was. 2020,
yeah.
Allen was behind Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
I'm into the 21 season to find out if there are any newcomers that I got to – I still got to get back to 2020. See, I want to go see if I'm adding anybody else.
Well, the 21 season would be ridiculous if he was behind some players like that, because that's the year where he goes from between 19 and 20. I mean, he goes up 1,500 yards and 17 touchdowns.
Yep, he goes from 87th to 10th.
Yeah, that seems about right.
And he's behind Brady, Rodgers, and Mahomes.
Okay.
That's where
you're
living life as we have one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Yes.
After 2019, we didn't quite know it. There were a lot of things to like.
Yeah.
The following season. So from 87 to 10.
Yeah.
To where it was the year after, which is 13. I mentioned he'd been 13. 2022, he's 13th. Who's he behind at quarterback? Mahomes.
Brady.
Rodgers. Brady. That's it.
All right.
So
it was those three for back-to-back years.
Yep.
That he was behind.
2023, that's last year.
Yeah.
Last year's version of this. Allen comes in at number 8.
Okay.
Behind only Hurts, Mahomes, and Burrow.
Okay.
So he's been 4th a couple times.
4th amongst quarterbacks.
Yep.
Yeah.
4th a couple times. And this year,
is that to say this is the highest he'll ever be ranked amongst the quarterbacks?
I think that is exactly what we're about to say.
Okay.
He is about to be, even though he is 12th,
yeah,
the third-ranked quarterback. He's never been higher than 4th.
Okay. That, to me, is more important. He's going to be 3rd amongst the quarterbacks. Rick, he never, even after the 13-second game, he was 4th?
The voting probably happens before the divisional playoffs.
Okay.
Is my guess. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, back to 2020. Here's the fun game. Ready?
We already have Tannehill.
2020, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 quarterbacks were ahead of Allen.
11 quarterbacks above Allen. Yeah. So this is the 2019 season. I've got Tannehill.
Tannehill, you said yes.
In there already.
Was Jimmy Garoppolo ever ranked ahead of Josh Allen?
Yes.
He was in 2020.
Yikes.
Was Russell Wilson ever ranked ahead of Josh Allen?
Yeah, he was still pretty good.
He was. Yeah. In fact, Russell Wilson in 2020 was the second best player in football, according to the NFL players. Kirk Cousins.
How long ago was that? That's 5 years ago. He was still the second best player in the league?
Yep. Kirk Cousins, was he ever ranked ahead of Josh Allen?
Wilson did 31 touchdowns, 5 picks that year. Yes, on Cousins.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, the full list. Lamar, Wilson, Mahomes, Breeze, Brady, Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, Garoppolo, Dak, Cousins, Tannehill.
Yikes.
That's 2020. Now, how much do people care about these? I do think this is the time of year. Madden ratings are out.
Yeah.
These ratings are out. These rankings exist to get people mad. Let's get people upset.
Don't Bills fans enjoy that, though?
Yes.
What did we do 2 years ago? Everyone was mad that everyone was picking them to win the Super Bowl and saying they had the best roster in football. Right? NFL Network, was it 5 people? There's a graphic out there where like 5 or 6 analysts before the season, you could pick any team in the league, who you pick to win the Super Bowl, and all of them pick the Bills to win.
It makes people uncomfortable, yeah.
The Super Bowl favorite. Like, I loved that. I mean,
You should, of course.
I think you should. It's weird to me. But the fan base in general, I felt like, was almost annoyed that everyone respected the Bills too much.
Yep.
They wanted the disrespect. Well, here you go. 2 Bills in the whole top 100 list. James Cook's the 28th ranked running back in Madden. Allen's 12th amongst the top 100 list. But here you go. You wanted that disrespect. You wanted the bulletin board material. Here it is. They're starting to get it. There's question marks everywhere about them. How many? Oh man, are we into the season yet? We're gonna start getting like picks for the season, because how many people are not gonna pick them to win the division? Put that on the list. So it is definitely the time of year in the next month when there will be reasons to be mad. You're gonna get your wish if you want to be mad about people doubting the Bills. It's going to happen in the next month. I guess the top 100 list is a part of that. I just don't see where any of it's unfair for the top 100 list, especially. Like, we went through this yesterday. The Bills don't have a lot of star power right now. They're developing that, and maybe a couple guys will join the list next year and will kind of arise to that. But right now, the fact like, oh, they've only got 2 players in the top 100 and Josh Allen's number 12, but it's 3rd amongst the quarterbacks, like, to me, I've got no problem with any of that.
Yeah.
The Madden ratings are weird. I won't argue with that.
That's right.
Ed Oliver was like an 81, like way down the list amongst defensive tackles. That must be the Ed Oliver experience, though. Just everyone around the league is going to
underappreciate,
not know how good he is.
We might have been guilty of that for a long time. I was guilty of that maybe for a long time. When they gave him that extension, I was surprised, and maybe I shouldn't be. So Josh Allen comes in at number 12 in the NFL Top 100. It is not the highest he's ever been. It'll be the highest he's ever been in the quarterback hierarchy. He's never been higher than quarterback 4. This year he'll be QB3. Maybe next year he's QB1 or 2. But I think it'd be hard to be QB1. I bet that Mahomes gets the one spot for the next 6 years without a thought. I bet he's injury-proof, too. Everybody drifts when they get hurt. Justin Jefferson, 18?
He was second last year.
Yeah.
He was number 18.
18?
They didn't just do that because of his number.
I don't know.
Probably happened by coincidence.
He was hurt.
He missed half the year.
His quarterback dipped.
Yeah.
Quarterback play dipped.
They must tell the players to factor in injury, though, right? You think if Mahomes missed six games in a season that they would still put him right there at number one?
Yes. I think he could miss a full season and they'd be number one. Although, that's part of this. Are the voters in this saying, please list your top players of 2023?
Yeah.
And...
Well, that's probably how they're being asked.
It can't be, because who would have written down Aaron Rodgers' name? He was 92. How'd you write? He played four plays. You couldn't possibly do it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so then it's probably more like
who are the best players?
Who are your best players in the league right now?
Right. Yeah. Write down who are the best players
today. Who are the best players in the league?
Allen 12th.
I mean, if he wins MVP and beats the Chiefs. There's no circumstance at all where he can be above him.
Above Mahomes?
Yeah.
It's just hard to envision.
Yeah.
I mean, Lamar won the MVP the first time and was the number one player in the league.
Yeah.
But since then...
But Mahomes had only had one... Had he won the Super Bowl yet? Like, the way that timeline works out, maybe he had... That was the year, actually, I think he did win the Super Bowl, wasn't it? Was Lamar's MVP year. He had only had...
I mean, Brady was this. It's been Mahomes or Brady for the last 3 years, three, 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's funny.
Lamar in 2020. So last 3 years, Lamar, Mahomes, Brady, Mahomes.
Okay.
That's how it's gone.
And really, like, that year, so that's interesting. Like, that's the year Mahomes misses two games, is the year Jackson wins MVP. And I guess Jackson was above him in the top 100 list. And, man, you look at Mahomes' numbers. It is interesting. How far a drop he had statistically from year one to year two. He went from 5,097 yards and 50 touchdowns in his first full season starting to 4,031 yards and 26 touchdowns.
Yeah, people said regression was coming for him.
He went down 1,000 yards and he went down 24 touchdowns.
Yeah, the year he had that 50 touchdowns, he was the fourth best player in the league.
That seems
That's part
crazy.
Of the point, though, about reputation.
Yeah.
Like, if Allen...
It's built in.
It's built in a little bit. That year, he was fourth behind Aaron Donald, Drew Brees, and Khalil Mack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
He's just going to be one forever? All right.
He might be.
All right. He's earned it. Three rings, right? Three rings, all the numbers in the world... He's untouchable. And let's watch. Jackson's going to be number one tomorrow.
He might.
He has... The thing about Jackson...
I doubt it. I mean,
he has super fans around the league. Like, the way some players talk about him and the way he's disrespected. Like, I do wonder if there's a group of players out there that would put him number one because they love Lamar Jackson. Like, he is... You know... I don't know how many people would really look you in the face and say, Lamar Jackson is a better quarterback, and I would take him today over Patrick Mahomes. But let me ask this.
My guess is none.
Is Lamar Jackson, for more fans of the NFL, is Lamar, and maybe even of players, is Lamar Jackson the favorite player of more people than Patrick Mahomes? Because that he probably is. The style he plays?
I don't think so, no.
I mean, Michael Vick had a lot of that.
He did, he had a lot of fans.
Back in Atlanta. Like, you run like that as a quarterback, you are iconic. when you run like that.
Is he the best running quarterback?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He might not even be that. I mean, that might be Josh Allen. Is it not?
I think it's hard to deny Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying Allen's a very different type of runner. And the numbers, yards per carry, I wonder if they would come out similarly. But, I mean, Jackson's out here. He's any year where he started at least 12 games, his lowest rushing total is 767 yards. Like, 5,200 yards in six seasons. Like, I think you'd have to give it to him. I'm not saying Allen's that far off him, but I think Jackson is, yeah.
803-0550, if you want to, you know, shout about it. We'll take your phone call. Happy to hear from you if you'd like. Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher. Sal at 8 o'clock. Joe Brady, Bill's offensive coordinator, in the 9 o'clock hour. Lots to get to this morning. We'll keep you updated on the Olympic golf. When we get back, there is a story. You know, it's training camp season.
Yep.
You probably won't fade this team, but when the quarterback starts making excuses that Zach Wilson used to make, you might have a red flag. I'm just saying, there might be a problem with one of the NFC contenders. We'll get to that next.
It's obviously fun to go out there, and I think these receivers know, too, and these tight ends, like, at any given moment, the ball could be coming to me, so might as well run my route full speed. I mean, that's what you saw today. But, yeah, no turnovers on the day for any of the quarterbacks, which, you know, that's something that we're going to continue to keep preaching, the ball, the ball, the ball. And turnover differential in the league is a big statistic in deciding who wins football games. So the better that we can be with that, the better that this team's going to be.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen saying what you're supposed to say. He can't say interceptions don't matter. I can say that, though. And they don't. Speaking of interceptions, they kind of matter. But as he's going to the break, there's one quarterback out there apparently throwing a lot of picks at camp, and he has invoked a defense of that, Joe, that I remember Zach Wilson using.
Yeah. That's not good.
No, that's a bad sign. Brock Purdy apparently getting picked off a lot of Niners practice, and he says, well, now's the time to experiment. No, that is in fact
problem.
Probably not, but that excuse doesn't work. Imagine Josh comes out here, throws six picks. He's like, I was just trying stuff. That's not the time to try stuff.
I mean, it is a practice,
right? It is a practice, but the justification of trying something you wouldn't normally do, chances are you were actually just getting picked off. You were trying something you thought you could do, and it got picked off. What do? You run here and say, oh, I guess I can't throw that pass against that coverage. Of course you might later in the season.
Okay. Is Purdy different, though, because is he someone that there are throws out there that he won't attempt because he knows he can't make them? And in camp, now that he's more solidified, like before, he's trying to win a roster spot or he's trying to secure his starting position, and there's an 18-yard out to the sideline that he kind of knows that's not my throw. So with all of this happening, I'm not going to try to make that throw because I'm trying to make the team or I'm trying to secure a starting spot. Now that he is more secure, does he go, let me see if I can throw that 18-yard out? And then he starts getting intercepted because he actually can't throw the 18-yard out.
I would probably guess it's just he got picked off a couple times.
All right.
And probably not much else.
He's excuse making for it.
I mean, in terms of like making all the throws, he's not some rag arm loser out there.
No, he's somewhere. He's probably somewhere in the middle.
He's kind of good.
I think
we're starting to round out on Purdy being pretty good. He did make the NFL top 100. We talked about that a little bit as well. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. So the NFL, by the way, the preseason starts tonight, and the NFL's moving towards the elimination of the chain gang.
Because they're trying, did I see this? The tennis stuff, Hawkeye, whatever it's called, like the technology that like kind of analyzes the field and then gives you like an immediate response. Is that what they're doing instead? Getting rid of the chain gang?
Like the
Hawkeye,
yes, whatever.
It's called. Okay. I mean, it's pretty archaic, isn't it, the chain gang? The measurements, I remember this was at the end of Week 18, Bills and Dolphins, where did the Bills try four QB sneaks on that final drive that they had trying to end the game and put it on ice so the Dolphins couldn't get the ball back? And every time they went to measure on that final drive, and the last one, remember, the Bills were short and the Dolphins got the ball back, I remember thinking, there's no way this system is accurate. There's no way these people running in from 25 yards away are going to walk a tightrope exactly to the inch along where they're supposed to be. The ref spots the ball an inch to where it's supposed to be. Maybe that's not changing, the ref spotting the ball part. But, yeah, to me the chain gang is so inexact. So I'm into that. I'm into this.
It is one of these spots where doesn't it sound like it's going to make a bigger difference than it is? Because the Hawkeye technology is simply going to
make it faster.
Yeah. We're going to stop where they call the chains out and say, yes, that's a first down, which if I could play devil's advocate, not too intensely here, that is a dramatic moment. And the NFL, by using Hawkeye technology, if they're going to do that instead of the chain gang, is getting rid of a dramatic moment. And they are not actually spotting the ball any better. There's no exoskeleton of chips in the ball that determine the furthest line to gain that the ball carrier got before the knee went down. None of that's happening. It's just the official puts the ball down on the ground, and then Hawkeye will tell you that is over the line where the first down's supposed to be. That's it. They're trying it in preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe it's happening in tonight's game, which is unfortunate because would like to watch a game that's nationally televised that has this. But Gary Brantley, the NFL's Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer, says, we are in the installation phase for all of our stadiums, getting them calibrated and up to date. We're getting ready to play to a we're getting to a place where this system is as accurate as possible and calibrating across our multiple stadiums, unlikely to be implemented for the regular season before next year. So they're just trying it in the preseason, not likely in the regular season. I would imagine if it were ready at the end of the regular season, it's not something they're just going to try to throw in there when the playoffs begin, right? You wouldn't want to, hey, let's try our new system, and hopefully it's calibrated correctly. So we're going to get a peek at it in the preseason, maybe see it next year, and even then, again, it will speed things up. Does the NFL really want to speed things up?
Right.
Or what do fans want? Do you want the time it takes for that measurement to go away? Or do you want to find a way where, if the ball has crossed a certain line or is in a certain spot, you get the spot right? Because on a third and five, oh, wow, that's a good spot, or oh, wow, that's a bad spot. As silly as it might be to talk about, you know, 4 inches, we do know that that matters.
Yeah.
And that's not going to change.
That the more important part to me, the better thing to fix is spotting the ball in the first place. But couldn't this be a baby step towards getting there also, where you introduce this technology for this element only, which is the easier thing to figure out, which is the chain gang, and is the ball actually even across the line? And I do think, for the amount of complaints that I hear about replay review taking too long, like, to me, yeah, I think fans probably want to, the fans do, I don't know if the league does, but I think fans probably would rather not have to wait an extra 45 seconds while the ref stops the game, the chain gang runs over, they make sure they're all set up, then they extend it, then the ball, then the signal. Like, we're talking like a 30 to 45 second process. If I could get that down to 5 seconds because the ref just looks at his watch. Like, to me, all of this is just in the theme of the league the last couple of years, which is replay's not going anywhere. We're just going to be doing it faster and quicker. And whenever possible, for us to make a decision like that and shorten the amount of time it takes us to figure it out, we're going to do it. Like, to me, it's along those lines. And while I might not be getting where the ball is spotted with this technology right now, like, to me, you're opening the door, though. If you put this in and it works for a year or two with the chain gang part of it, then maybe they'd be more open to figuring out, okay, well, why don't we add to it now and let's take that decision out of the ref's hands and let's get a more accurate reading on it where we have a system that tells exactly where the ball's supposed
to go. Doesn't that seem, well, I mean, not impossible. The main difference between a lot of these goal line technologies. So let's look at a couple of them. In soccer, did it cross the line or not?
Is soccer the same thing, by the way?
Hawkeye? It might be. Is Hawkeye?
It looks similar, at least.
Yeah, is Hawkeye?
I don't know.
It's Sony's Hawkeye technology. Let me find it. It's all right, we'll have to find out exactly where it's used.
I'll find it, yeah.
Is it used in tennis? Is it used in soccer? Hockey could do this as well, right? Which is, where's the line? Where's the ball?
Hawkeye did develop the VAR system.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's a major difference in that the Hawkeye in soccer, all it needs to do is determine, did this ball cross this line?
Yeah.
And in football, it's, when did it cross the line? You would need other...
Or how far did it cross?
Was this person's knee or elbow down at the time? So all of a sudden, I'm introducing more... I'm going to sound really like I know what I'm talking about here, but I don't. More data points for some sort of first down technology. I need to know the knee. I need to know, what about forward progress? How does that work? That is a judgment call. Here's the ball. Well, the official blew the whistle. Now I got Gene Steratore coming in and tell me, guys, I hear the whistle before I see the Hawkeye light go green. Because that's... So, I'm not telling you that I wouldn't love the idea of an improvement, but it just seems like it's a lot of work, and I'm not sure that football can get the human element out of it when there are judgment calls built into the spot.
Yeah, I get that. I guess in my mind, I'm visualizing, like, you know, in VAR in soccer when the ball is on the line or like it's really close, and they'll show you the angle from the sideline, like virtually on the broadcast, and then it'll kind of, the camera will like it'll go to above. And then it'll zoom in. Like, to me, that digital graphic that, again, happens within 10 seconds. I'm just visualizing, like, in the NFL, I'm watching on a broadcast. And Allen QB sneak. Did he get across the first down marker? Quick. It goes to the Hawkeye system. And the same graphic pops up. You see it from the sideline. It goes to the above angle. You've got your virtual whatever, like, visualization of what just happened. And you see the football with the line. And then it tells you exactly, oh, yeah, it did cross. But, right, you would have to... The work you're bringing up, I still feel like you can do it. Like,
you can.
Your last hurdle would be, how do I figure out forward progress? And if that's my last hurdle, Am I sounding ridiculous? Am I going way too far with it if I'm saying, like, can I get the whistles to be somehow connected to it so that the thing stops the moment the whistle gets blown? I don't know.
Listen, I think it's fine to dream big. One way it could be implemented if you had, like, goal line technology is on the replay. Let's say the official is watching a replay. Again, this doesn't eliminate replay, which is the official's watching and he is looking for the knee to go down. And again, like, a green light shows up instead of trying to look at two things at once.
Yeah.
He's got green light. That means they've crossed the line. Okay, where's the knee at that moment? Because sometimes you'll be talking about a replay where an official is watching. From one angle, you can see the ball. From the other angle, you can see the knee. And how do we tie those two events together? So, I think the first down, the elimination of the chain gang. The chain gang, by the way, will still be on the field.
They will? For what?
You're going to want the line to gain on the sideline.
Oh, for the players.
So all we are – the story – maybe I'm wrong here.
They'll just never actually come out on the field.
Yes. All we're actually eliminating is walking on the field holding a link of a chain down to a yard line.
All right. Well, at that point, we're just making – it's kind of like a replay review, right? In a way, isn't the chain gang like an – in a way, a replay review?
A little bit.
So in at the end of the day, I feel like I'm just streamlining – something that the league already does. I'm just making it quicker, which I'm fine with. That's why I have no problem with the eye in the sky that it's kind of a mystery man where we don't even know when he reviews stuff, and you get the after discussion, you know, we've changed the call on the field. Like, to me, I never have a problem with any of that because that's what everybody wants. It's you're getting the right call most times, more often than not, more accurately than without it. Which I'll take. It just because it's not 100% doesn't mean it's a bad thing, and I'm doing it within a couple of seconds. Like, to me, that's the way the league is trying to go. Is we are going to review all this stuff, but it's going to be so quick that it's not going to bother you.
803-0550. We're going to break in. Sal coming up at 8. Joe Brady, Bills offensive coordinator, at 9. Not about 9:15 in that neighborhood. You can join us if you'd like. 803-0550 on WGR. So the U.S. beat South Sudan.
Yes, they did. Didn't have too hard a time with it. Wasn't like the worst blowout I've ever seen, but a lot of LeBron again. A lot of LeBron and Durant.
Yeah.
And no Joel Embiid at all. Steve Kerr is, like, constantly, like, every press conference he's done after games is, oh, Steve, you didn't play this superstar at all. Last game it was Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
This one was Embiid.
Wait till he does it with LeBron. That'll be dramatic.
Or, I mean, one thing that is, I noticed this a little bit. I didn't watch the whole game yesterday, but I noticed it, and I've noticed it a couple times. I've seen other people talking about it that Steph is not playing that well. Like, he's taking a lot of fouls. He's making a couple shots here and there. It's a weird fit. We've talked about, like, how cool it would be for LeBron and Steph to play together. Like, if LeBron ever went to the Warriors. And it's an international tournament. It's not
you're
a
here
real
to,
NBA
you're
team.
Here to say Steph's hit the wall.
I'm not here to say Steph's hit the wall. I'm here to say that him and LeBron do not mesh well together. That LeBron, like, Steph's the point guard. LeBron's the point guard. And I think they both benefit from starting the playoff themselves. So, if they ever played together in the NBA, I think it would take a little bit of adjustment. Because it just doesn't look like they mesh as well together as I would have thought. That's it.
Hall of Fame game tonight. The Hall of Fame class goes in this weekend. That's three former Bears. Devin Hester, Steve McMichael, and Julius Peppers. Texans great Andre Johnson goes in.
Okay.
Tonight the game is on ESPN. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman and Lisa Salters.
All right. Is that the first Texan to ever go in the Hall of Fame?
Oh.
Probably, right?
Is Tony Baselli in the Hall of Fame?
Was he a Texan?
He was.
Tony Baselli was?
He was Jags, and then he was taken in the expansion draft.
All right, I guess he would qualify then. No, he never played for the Texans.
He did not? Did he get
only
drafted and never
maybe
never
that might
play?
Right. I've got him only ever playing games for the Jaguars. Let's see. Tony Boselli. Yeah, 2002 Texans is listed on his Wikipedia page.
The number one pick in the expansion draft.
Yeah.
If I remember that correctly.
Selected by the Texans in the 2002 expansion draft. Spent the entire season on injured reserve and retired during the conclusion of the season.
Good pick.
Blamed the end of his career on a mistake made during a surgery on his left shoulder.
Okay.
So, does he count?
No. There is one former Texan in the Hall of Fame.
And it's not Tony Boselli?
It's not Tony Boselli. Did you see who's on my screen right now?
No, I didn't see
Okay, let's play a game. Name the Texan that's in the Hall of Fame. He is, you will never remember him playing for the Texans. He's a former Bills assistant coach.
Oh, I know who it is then. Ed Reed.
Ed Reed.
Ed Reed is for the Texans?
Yes.
For how, when? When was this?
The last year of his career, apparently.
I thought he was on the Jets the last year of his career.
He might have done both.
Both teams?
Yep.
Ed Reed, he in 2013, okay, 7 games Texans, 7 games Jets.
There you go. Former Texan.
Did he get, like, was he a deadline trade? Was there an Ed Reed deadline trade between Houston and the Jets?
J.J. Watt is going in. He'll be the next Texan to go in.
And he will drape himself in the American flag when he does so.
Maybe he will.
So seven games was all they had.
Yep.
Of Hall of Fame play before Andre Johnson goes in. Yeah, J.J. Watt will go in. Is there any other team that doesn't have one? The Jaguars, I think that was true of until Boselli. Like a mainstay Jaguar getting in. Everybody else should have one at this point. They've been around long enough.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony Boselli was in 2022.
Okay.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. Preseason football tonight, likely no Caleb Williams. Likely no C.J. Stroud. No starters.
But if you want Freddie Swain over 22.5 rushing yards, that is available to
Freddie
you.
Swain, huh?
Let's go.
What's Tyson Bagent's over-under?
Tyson Bagent, we are looking at 66.5 passing yards. Oh, we don't get Collinsworth on the broadcast
No.
tonight. We're not going to hear the love
How
affair.
He's like Mahomes?
He loves Tyson Bagent.
Buck and Aikman tonight.
The highest over-under for passing yards tonight is actually Case Keenum at 70.5. Former Bill Case Keenum. Yep.
How many former Bills in this game tonight?
Playing or just on the roster?
Just
Diggs.
Right.
Case Keenum. Peterman is not on the Bears anymore. I think he's on the Saints.
Okay.
So he does not count.
I'm just going through the Bears roster right now to see any familiar.
Oh, Ryan Bates. Tremaine Edmonds.
Tremaine Edmonds, Ryan Bates.
Okay. Texans. I might want to guess that's it.
All right.
Bates, Edmonds, Diggs, Keenum. Not in that order. I think it's probably the list.
Back here at St. John Fisher. Another practice on the way today from the Bills. Beautiful day in store. Sal Capaccio joins us at 8 o'clock. We will speak with offensive coordinator Joe Brady in the 9 o'clock hour. Jeremy and Joe on WGR from Fisher.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.